Our justice system in America is broken. Too often, men are condemned to death for crimes they did not commit. Kevin Cooper sits on death row in California for crimes he may be innocent of. The new book, Scapegoat, The Chino Hills Murders and the Framing of Kevin Cooper by author J. Patrick O'Connor asks the question, did the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department frame Kevin Cooper? This riveting new book exposes our broken justice system and the sad reality that some men in America have been and will be executed for crimes they did not commit. Get your copy of Scapegoat, The Chino Hills Murders and the Framing of Kevin Cooper by author J. Patrick O'Connor, available at bookstores everywhere and Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksamillion.com.
Listening to the Artist First World Radio Network, artistfirst.com. Tony Kay in the studio. Thanks for joining us for Authors First. If you are an author, independent recorded artist, or just interested in hosting your own weekly radio show, you're invited to visit the Artist First website, and there you'll locate the appropriate links. This hour on Authors First, we have an exciting couple that really are two guests, two authors, playwrights, well accomplished in their career choices, and now experiencing some rather interesting and new things in the area of comedy, Christianity, and just having a outright good time. If you have questions or comments during the broadcast, don't send them to me. I don't want to hear them. Send them to the authors this hour. So L. Barrett Evans and C.V. Rhodes will be joining us. Their book, Grandmothers Incorporated. Website, I love the way they've listed it, grandmothersinc.com. Wow, exciting guests. I can't wait to meet them, and I know you're going to love them too. How you doing, ladies?
Doing fine.
Fine.
Wow, welcome to the Artist First Network. Both of you are so well accomplished. I love your website. Very creative. Your playwrights, your authors. How did you meet each other? Have you been lifelong friends, or is this a relatively new collaborative effort?
Actually, we've been friends since high school. We lost contact with each other for a couple of years after high school, but then we caught up with each other again and remained friends ever since.
Wow. You know, it's rare when... Now, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
No, yes.
Did you hear me before?
You were faint, but...
Faint, but now I'm there. Okay, audience, that's my fault. I'm the audio engineer, Tony Kay, in the studio. I've done this thousands of times, and they're all wrong. But, hey, audience, that's the way it goes. Our guests this hour are incredible ladies, well accomplished. You have a beautiful website, as I've mentioned, Grandmothers, plural, Inc.com. I love it. Grandmothers Incorporated. And you've been lifelong friends.
Yes.
That's amazing. I mean, who would have thought that you would have both had such similar interests?
Well, actually, I started writing a long time before Lily, and I sort of dragged her into it. This is Crystal speaking. And she was interested, but I was passionate about it. And eventually, her interests... coordinated with mine, and that's how we came up as writing partners.
Wow. Crystal Rhodes.
Correct.
You know, having that, was there a family connection between the two of you?
No,
not at all.
None at all. We're not blood kin at all, just friends.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me how you've both maintained that relationship.
Even through the writing, we maintained it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And through this interview, you're doing great. So far, so good.
Yep.
When did you come up with the idea to do Grandmothers Incorporated then? I mean, this is after a lifetime of knowing each other and raising families and having competent professional careers and as you said, Crystal Rhodes, dragging her, kicking and screaming into this.
Okay, it wasn't quite like that. This was
Okay, well, hey, come on, let us play a little bit. All right.
Well, actually, as Crystal said, she had been writing for a while. She's a successful writer and playwright. And I admired her writing, but I was kind of a closet writer. Didn't show my work to anybody because I don't take rejection well. But I kind of got over it and started writing a book along with Crystal. The difference between the two of us is Crystal got her book published, and this was in, what year, 19?
2000.
In 2000.
My first book was published in 2000.
And she thought I was publishing mine, but I didn't. So I kept playing along with the writing, and then I discovered storytelling. So I started doing that because the oral performance was, it worked for me. Where writing didn't. But as far as Grandmothers Incorporated, it was quasi, sort of kind of based on a true life adventure. And then Crystal and I thought it would be a good book and even better comedy. So we just embellished on the true story and came up with Grandmothers Incorporated.
Congratulations to both of you. It's been a fun journey, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We enjoyed the book. We enjoyed writing it. We hoped other people enjoyed reading it, but we had a laugh a minute while we were writing it.
Yeah. Now, deciding which direction to go, Crystal, Lily, which one of you sort of took the lead here?
Well, I'll raise my hand to that. I sort of took the lead. As a matter of fact, Lily and I were walking through the park. We were doing a walking thing, and she came up, told me this story. About her mother and a friend of her mother's who were joint grandmothers to one of Lily's niece, right? Lily's niece.
Yes.
And how they had, her mother had on this trench coat and looked like
a Columbo
when she went to investigate some activity that her niece was up to. And so she told me the story, and it was really kind of funny. And I can't remember, I think Lily came up with the name Grandmothers Incorporated when she was talking about her her mom and the other other grandmother in this particular scenario she was telling me. And I said, you know, that'll make a good story. That would make a good book. And that really was the beginning of it. And we knew it had to be a comedy because here we were getting ready to write a mystery. And we knew nothing about detective work, nothing about any aspect of police work, anything. And so it turned out to be the best thing, since the ladies that we created for this Grandmothers Incorporated story know absolutely nothing as well. So that made it very easy.
Well, you know, and I can understand why you didn't call it Grandfathers Incorporated. Okay, I get that. now, tell me, ladies, are there any grandchildren here?
I have one.
And I don't have any.
So this is Lily. I have one.
Then this is very much a case study for you, right, Crystal?
Yes, it is. It's definitely a case study. But I was raised by a grandmother. So, therefore, believe me, I know a whole lot about grandmothers.
Oh, God bless the grandmother. I love my grandmothers, you know.
Oh, yes.
They are the best. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for the grandparents, how would we survive?
That's true.
I mean, I have six grandchildren. I know exactly what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're going to be raised all right by Grandma and Grandpa, I think.
And I have
to say
everything.
Well, ladies, what a great project. Thank you for sharing the genesis, how it got started, and the inspiration. And you're right. You know, this was a collaborative effort that you both felt comfortable delving into.
Yes, very much so. And one of the reasons for that is we do both have our AARP cards.
Whether we wanted them or not.
Whether we wanted them or not, you know, they appear in your mailbox. the day before or the day that you turn 50. And so one of the things we wanted to do with Grandmothers Incorporated, not only write a funny story, a funny book series, because this is a book series, but we also wanted to glorify growing older in this country and debunk all of the stereotypes about growing older in this country, because our ladies are dynamite. Believe me, nothing stops them, and nothing stops us as well. So we've got a kind of a twofold purpose for this Grandmothers Incorporated, not only just writing, but also celebrating aging in this country.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you could be, for instance, I won't give an age, but my mother-in-law, she has 4.5 acres, a big horse barn, and she was telling me the other day she was out there catching possum and how big and heavy they were. And she said she held her arm up like that, and she's only about 96 pounds herself.
Well,
and I said, well, there you go, Mom. I said, you're out here working this place. That's why you're with us. Said, there are a whole lot of ladies like you in wheelchairs and sitting wondering what to do with their time.
Exactly.
You're out here living a life. You're out here working it.
And I know a lot of people, well, way back before I got close to a grandmother age, I had that perception that grandmothers were about sitting around rocking in rocking chairs, waiting on you to bring the kids over so they could babysit. Our ladies are not into that at all. They don't have time to babysit.
They love their grandchildren, but they've got crimes to solve.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're doing it, too. And that's a whole nother career for you two, right? You're planning a series of books, not just one.
Well, yeah, it's a new career for me, because, as we said, Crystal has been writing all along.
Yes, I've been writing for years. It's been about 30 years for
yeah.
me. I started out as a playwright and then got into book writing. So I'm a multi-published and multi-produced. Like I said, once I got on a roll with Lily, I'm into a new kind of genre, however, since this is cozy mysteries or comedy fiction. That's what we would call Grandmothers Incorporated. I also write romantic suspense, but and both of them are fun, but this is a ball. This is just a ball writing this Grandmothers Incorporated.
Crystal
series.
Rhodes, then, you've been published. You've been down the authorship road previously.
Many times, yes.
So for you, this was an undertaking you felt comfortable with.
Very much so. I had never written, collaborated with anyone before. I wasn't sure how it was going to work, but Lily and I, like I said, we've known each other since high school, and we get along, although we're complete opposites. We are totally opposites. She's very dry in her sense of humor, and I mean, there's just no whole board with me. I'm just, she has to kind of
reel her in.
She has to reel me in.
Well, Crystal, I know who's up front.
Mm-hmm.
And I know who's holding you back, okay? Well, that's awesome. What a wonderful experience for both of you. And I think something that your children and grandchildren, of course, the general public, will come to cherish. Because you're having fun. You know,
yeah.
And when you have a collaborative effort where two people gel and they can bounce and feed ideas off of each other, there's an energy there. There's
exactly.
an enthusiasm
Absolutely.
There. And then the thought that you've mapped it out. You're thinking about the future here now. This isn't just the first. This is Grandmothers, Inc. This
Absolutely.
Is a corporation of the two, the merger. And I had a little fun with the ladies before, audience, before we went live. I called and said, Evans and Rhodes, attorneys at law, okay? And I had a little fun with them. But you're good spirits. You're very positive, enthusiastic about life. And you feel like you've lived enough of it. You have something to contribute positively. And your book and the series that you want, there's a message there, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
Well, our message is that there is no... Well, actually, the old saying, age is just a number. If there's something you want to go for in life, you go for it. And if you happen to be an older person doing it, that means you've got experience behind you, you've got maturity, you're probably more level-headed than a younger person, and you go for what you want. When you're speaking of new careers, for example, I've been in government service for quite a while. And, in fact, I just retired. And so...
this is Lily Barrett,
yes.
Evans. And you can, I think, tell from the volume here, just the sheer level that I have to really kick up the volume for Lily.
Oh.
Compared to Crystal.
In other words, I'm loud, huh, Tony?
You're right.
Okay, I get it. I'm loud. I'm, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And I'm, okay, I'm more reserved, but I'm getting louder.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying. I told you. I can see who's walking behind, okay? Lily's the calm one. Now, just calm down, Crystal, now.
Oh, we're,
one step at a time here, girl.
We're calm. And but never mind. I won't tell secrets about it. But anyway...
I'm trying to get the secrets. I told you before.
Oh, you want the secrets?
Yeah. I mean, you can fight about it later.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, girl.
Well, here's a secret. No, that's not a secret. But anyway, no, I was saying that I've kind of found my niche doing storytelling. That's what I started doing before I started writing. Because for me, storytelling was fun. You get immediate feedback. You know what people are thinking as you tell your stories. And so... what Crystal said, you know, is no—it's no different telling a story than writing a story. I beg to differ with her, but I went ahead and agreed. And now that I started writing, it is fun, but I still enjoy the storytelling. But all of it boiled down to the fact that once I retired, I had another field I needed to go into, and that's our message to all women. You know, once you retire from whatever you're doing, kick in and do something else. Don't just sit there.
And my message, Tony, and this is Crystal Cohn talking, is grab the bull by the horns. I don't care if you're retired or not. I know 30 years ago I decided that I was going to write, so I quit my job, headed to California, and that's what I did. So go for it, ladies.
That's right. And you know what? Life happens. Life happens. And if you're blessed to live long enough, then there's a whole new opportunity out there for you.
Absolutely.
So seize it. Whether you're, it's painting or poetry or speaking in front of audiences or learning, creating, there's giving back. There's so much you can do, and as our authors are doing right now. Now, Lily,
mm-hmm.
you've written other books.
Yes.
Yeah.
And well, actually, I wrote a few plays, but.
Oh, okay. Is that And All the People Said?
Yeah. That's. That was a long working process.
Well, they all are.
And it's still being
unless someone else is writing them. And I've interviewed authors who said that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Other people were writing this book. I don't know where it came from. I just woke up and there it all was. Okay. But that's not you two.
No.
Okay. Just checking. But you like the romantic suspense thriller as a playwright. It's a little different writing a novel, and it's a whole lot different writing with somebody else. How did you divide and conquer on this topic, Lily?
Well, I've never written with anyone else. And the things I've written, like I said, were plays and mostly for church. So, and they came off pretty well. But the way we divided the work, so to speak, was really easy. We were pretty much in agreement on where we were going with the stories. If there's a part that really appealed to one of us, you know, we argue over who's going to write that chapter, and then we trade off and edit each other's work. And it really went smoothly because there was an interview on your show earlier, not today, but previously, and the writers were saying that when they go back over the work, they couldn't tell who's mm-hmm. writing with who. And that's the way it was us. There are certain passages that are really dear to me, so I know I wrote those, but otherwise I can't tell what I wrote and what Crystal wrote.
That so. Is absolutely amazing, trust me. Now, you have your own website, Lily.
Yes.
Okay, and it's Lily, L-I-L-L-I-E.
Yes, Lily.
Barrett, B-A-R,
no.
Or no, Barnett.
Barnett. Mm-hmm.
B-A-R-N-E-T-T,
mm-hmm.
Evans, EVANS.com. Did you get that, audience? Well, if you didn't, follow the link we have on our homepage for grandmothersinc.com. And when you get there, you'll see about the author and a bio about each of our guests this hour. It's all online, 24/7, right now. So it's there, so we won't dwell too much on that because we're just having fun learning about our two authors and how this project came together, and it is tremendous. It's a must-read. It's a comedy. It's suitable for all ages, not just grandmas. But after all, we're coming up on the holidays or any time. Maybe you know someone in the nursing home. Why not get them involved with the story that will continue? It's a series. There'll be more. And you'll be able to buy it online when you want to.
And Tony, do you mind my interrupting for
a
minute?
Oh, of course, Crystal Rhodes.
Crystal Rhodes.com. You can tell by the volume.
You can tell. CrystalRhodes.com. She's going to go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to tell your listeners what this book is about, because we've been talking about Grandmothers Incorporated.
No, we're not.
Oh, you're not?
Unless you want to host a show.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to host a show?
Oh, yeah, Tony, you know I have hosted a radio show before, and I'd be more than happy to take your spot.
Oh, I love it, Crystal. You're right on target. No, I've been told this before, and it really irritates some people, I think, but I don't care. I like to spend a few minutes with my guest, and then the second half of the show, so I torture them for about 30 minutes. And then we get into that. But
okay.
Is that all right?
Okay, as long as you know that we need to talk about this book. I love it.
I have five more minutes to really just introduce the both of you.
Okay, great.
And you know, when you, both of you are so accomplished, you've written so much, you've been involved with the public so often, don't you know, how does that feel when they come up and want to meet you and have sign my book, autograph my, and tell, and it means a lot to meet the audience, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Both of you. You're both very much into that. I want to get out. I want to meet the people. So you're out there, right? Libraries and...
Oh, yes. We call books everywhere, all over this country.
Yeah. And I think... I believe you... No, you didn't send me one. That's the next guest. But that you probably have a bunch of them you carry around. That's good. And then you have groups that you belong to. Now, do you have run the same circles, social circles?
What do you mean, Lily and me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do. We have mutual friends.
Church activity, live in the same town, or you know, you'd be today with the internet, of course, you could be somewhere else on planet Earth, just like I am. I'm always somewhere else. I never know where I'm at. But where are you?
Well, we have.
No, where do you call home?
Oh,
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, a great story. Way back in 1972, Tony Kaye was invited to go to the Indianapolis 500. I should have done it. I went to the service. Went in the Army instead.
Oh, 1972.
Oh, that was not a good year.
Oh no, it was not a good year.
The 500 was probably better.
But God was with me, and I ended up in Germany instead of Vietnam.
Oh, thank goodness!
So praise God, He had other plans for me. And of course, my made my mother very happy.
I know it did.
But then came Richard Dixon and the withdrawal and all that, which who knows? That's a whole nother bad topic, isn't it? Well, that's a downer. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
But the two of you really have a social life, and I think that adds realism to your stories.
Well, yeah.
You know, when you know each other and you've run around together and you sort of know that really adds a lot to the book, the realism.
Well, it really does. As a matter of fact, we just came off of vacation with another friend and my daughter for a week. We just came back from California because our third book is going to be based on that trip. So believe me. Running around together really helps a lot insofar as coming up with stories for our books.
Yeah, and I think that's what draws an audience into the pages. Oh, man, because you can relate to it. You can relate. Oh, man, I know that story. Yeah, I've seen that.
I hope.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've heard that from some of our readers.
Right, especially when it comes to Grandma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Your grandma has a way of making an impression that lasts.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, maybe it was only one little swat, but for us, it was like the most memorable thing. Okay? Or maybe it was the food. You know, that pie, that cake, that whatever it is that Grandma was known for, that aroma, that aura, that presence.
Yes.
Is something you carry with you and you remember forever.
Yes, absolutely. My grandmother had, probably a million grandkids. But every Sunday, someone would get to pick what flavor cake we were going to have. And that was a special deal. So I had coconut cake every time it was my turn.
Well, if she had a million, you better be careful because there's going to be a new tax for that.
Oh. Well, I don't make it myself, so it's no problem.
You better watch how much million you got because we're going to be after it. I don't care what that million is. A million tomatoes, a million kids, $1 million. I'm coming after it, okay?
I think I'm safe so far.
So you better watch, ladies. don't be telling me no million, okay? And you should know, Lily. You work for the government.
Oh. Maybe I shouldn't let that secret out.
All right, well, audience, this is Tony Kay in the studio having a great time with two lovely ladies who have really put together some fabulous material. If you're enjoying the conversation, we invite you to visit their website, grandmothersinc.com. You won't be disappointed. There's biographical information there. As a matter of fact, it's an extremely interactive and enjoyable site to look at, including a photo album, a guest book, and all kinds of great things. They've had high accolades and reviews. It's a must read. You have to buy it today. And is it available as an ebook?
Yes, it is.
It is.
It is.
It's even an ebook. Oh, so if Grandma has her Tyndall, you make sure it gets downloaded, okay? And grandmothersinc.com, the website, as I've mentioned. Thank you both Lily and Crystal for being our guest on Authors First, for supporting the arts on Artists First. And, you know, coming up in 2012, our broadcast will be available worldwide in all of the vehicles that are equipped for Wi-Fi. So I hope to have our voices heard in the car, driving down the road by truck drivers and everyone else who have great occupations traveling on the road. So now, Crystal,
yes.
you, radio personality, you've been down this road. You've been interviewed.
Yes.
You know how it works.
This
has been a totally different experience for you. Did you notice what was missing?
What was missing?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What's been missing from our radio broadcast, Crystal?
From your radio broadcast?
Yeah.
You are perfect, Tony, in every way.
There's
it's
no
the commercial.
No commercials. Did you get that? No. Hey, where's the Geico? Where's the Bob Evans? I don't know. Whoever, Arby's. They didn't pay us any money to say those names.
Oh, okay.
They didn't. None. Okay? Just so you know. But where are they? They're gone. That's where they are. It's all about our guests this hour, Lily Barnett Evans and Crystal Rhodes. Now, Crystal, you've been down this path many, many times, and you should probably hosting this show yourself. So I will ask the question that's been on the minds of our listeners since the broadcast began. What was that question? Tell us about Grandmother's Ink. Tell us about the book. What's your Crystal?
Okay, so we're on this part, huh?
I'm hoping you'll help me out.
All right. Well, Grandmother's Ink, it's so funny you're cried laughing. I can assure you of that. Now, it's about when a former high school classmate dies. These three 60-something widows, they're determined to prove that the cause was nothing less than foul play. I'm reading the back of the book, Tony, as you can tell. Certain that they know the culprit, the ladies turn the lives of everyone around them upside down in their hilarious quest for justice. And they do. We just go hog wild in Grandmothers Incorporated. And our ladies, Hattie, Connie, Bee, and 80-something-year-old Miss Fanny, they indulge in some hilarious activities, and they're while they're trying to catch who they think is a murderer. Our ladies, their motto is they don't have to look for crime. Crime comes to them. So they call themselves Grandmothers Incorporated because they are grandmothers. Two of them share the same grandchild, one grandchild, and the others have their own individual grandchildren. But as Lily said, these are not pie-baking, babysitting grandmothers. These are ladies who do much, much more than that. They love their grandchildren to death, but they have crimes to solve.
Yeah, and they're 66 years old now. Just be thankful.
No, they're 60-something.
Oh, I thought it was
60. We never say exactly how old they are.
Okay, well, let's say they're 6. 6, 6, 6, 6, okay? You're only 24.
6, 6, 6, no.
Well, 3 sixes, we don't want to go there.
No, we don't, so I guess you better put the fourth one on.
Now, how often, I guess in playwriting, you do see that, don't you? A story can be a comedy when the main character maybe kicks off at the beginning of the act.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not funny exactly that the character gets kicked off, although it does remind me of a Mary Tyler Moore show. But you remember the clown?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I digress. So there could be some humor in that, be morbid humor, but it's the activity surrounding trying to find out who did this murder that makes the book funny.
Well, you know, both of you went to the same high school.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah. any backlash there?
Oh, no, because we don't write about our high school. We write about... as a matter of fact, it's a historical high school. Yeah. Lily, you want to tell them about it?
Yes, the high school we write about is Christus Attucks High School.
Well, I'm sorry, you better say that again because your classmates are listening and they're not buying the line that you weren't thinking about them when you were writing the book. As a matter of fact, you should have gone around and given them all a dollar just to make sure.
No, we specifically named the high school because of its historical significance. It was originally created in 1920. Eight conceived in that year by people who wanted to segregate the high schools. And so that Christus Attucks was created, and from Christus Attucks, even though it was a segregated high school, some of the highest-ranking military people, teachers, athletes, et cetera, came from that. And so we kind of celebrate that and put historical information in the book.
Yeah, that's because you're really you went back great-grandma.
No, well...
Yeah, you were covering all the bases there. Well, but you weren't born in 1923, girl.
No,
how old are you? You weren't my class.
No. It's not our experience necessarily as our grandmothers and great-mothers' experience.
Yeah, because our grandmothers and mothers attended that school. By the time we came along, the high schools were integrated in Indianapolis. But our grandmothers and great-grandmothers did, not my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my mother did attend the school, and so did my aunts. And Lily's, your mother did, too.
Yeah, my mother did,
matter of fact,
too.
They knew each other, in high school.
Well, our audience only has one burning question. Any food talked about in this book?
Any food?
Actually, we had, one of our other mottos was, if you want a home-cooked meal, ask your mama. Because these grandmothers have crimes to solve. No, they don't cook. There's no food.
Oh, boy, we're on our way.
Order in.
I don't want to be a commercial for, Mickey D's and so forth, so we won't go down that line.
No, they eat at nice restaurants. No fast food.
Oh, I say, I thought they were, investigating crime. That means you'd have to catch them while they were running. Here, give me that fried chicken. I'm out of here.
If they ate fast food, that would be a crime, and they don't do that.
No.
Oh, boy, what a great time you two are having together with this book. Now, your first book is a series. Have you defined how long this will go out? 3, 4, 5?
As long as people want
to. As long as people want to. You're working on number 3, or 3 is going to be released?
Two is going to be coming out in the next month, and number 3 we're working on, and it'll be out again next year.
And what month is this?
November should be out there yet.
That must be Lily. Lily,
yeah,
you're stepped.
Lily,
all right, I'm glad. See, I got Crystal to laugh. That means
yeah.
She coughed.
So,
then Lily could jump in because cause Crystal's laughing so hard, she has to let Lily speak up.
Well, Saving Sin City is going to be coming out in November. And so that
of
is
2011.
I
know it's funny to hear, but a decade from now, they'll still be laughing about this show.
We will. But yeah, we're looking forward to continuing the series as long as people read it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's so fun. Have you thought about any other mediums to reach? I don't mean a medium like we're having on in the next hour. I mean medium in the way of blogs, or are you Facebook junkies, or what about the social network game? Have you found a fan club?
Well, a fan club.
Yeah.
I don't know about a fan club. I'm sure we do have fans someplace. Hopefully some of them are listening. But we do have a blog. It's called Mini Musings, and you can go on grandmothersinc.blogspot.com, and you'll find comments and general discussion, really complaints from all four of our ladies on a weekly basis about everything that they can think of to complain about. So the blog is written in the voices of our four main characters in Grandmothers Incorporated. We thought we'd do something different. You know, we're very creative.
I like that. Would you mind, Crystal, to introduce our audience to those four characters?
Well, there is Bea Bell,
mm-hmm.
And Bea Bell is a retired administrator for the city of Indianapolis, and she's a political animal and very much into politics. And then there is Hattie Collier, who is one of Bea's best friends. They were at each other's weddings, and they went to Attucks together, Christmas Attucks together. And Hattie is our, I don't want to say religious fanatic, although that is what she is, but I don't like to say call her that. She's our religious expert. Everything has to do with religion as far as she is concerned. Then there is Connie. She's our super liberal. She is sharing a grandmotherhood with Bea. They have their two children married, and they have a granddaughter in common. And Connie is a super liberal and lets anything go. She has her younger boyfriend, and she lives her life by her own definition. She doesn't let anybody define her. And last but not least, there is Miss Fanny. Now, Miss Fanny is in her 80s, and she is the mother-in-law of Hattie Collier, one of our other ladies. And Miss Fanny, at age in her 80s, we never get specific ages. She says what she wants to say, does what she wants to do, and if you don't like it, then she has few choice words for you. And everybody loves Miss Fanny except Hattie, who lives with her. So those are our four main characters, and together they fuss and they, there's some cursing, not very much, because this is a PG-rated book.
Yes, it is.
It is really a PG-rated book.
Well, I like that because I want my grandma to have a copy.
Oh, yeah, she'd love
it.
She would love it. And that's one of the things. If you went on our website, then you know that we wrote the play. We took the characters and put them in a play called Grandmothers Incorporated. And our first time around, we were chosen to for a production off Broadway in New York last April. And we flew to New York and saw the play, very well done. And again, it's supposed to go up again. We haven't signed the contract yet, so maybe I shouldn't talk about this. But we've done pretty well with these characters.
Yeah, but don't worry, Crystal Rhodes, because they had to listen for at least 35 or 40 minutes to get to this point.
Oh, okay.
You're safe. It's good. Hey, but I was going to direct that question to Lily.
What was that?
You did it, Crystal. You spilled the beans.
Oh, sorry, Tony.
That's all right. That's all right. You spilled the beans. You're open with it. So I'll just, and you both traveled to New York.
Absolutely.
The Big Apple. And there it was. And you're sitting together.
Yeah, it was.
Did you kind of pinch each other? Did you look good? I mean, what would your hats look like? Oh, you didn't wear a hat.
No, we didn't wear a hat.
What was it like? I mean, tell me the event. I want to know. What was for lunch, dinner? did you have champagne? Who bought? Who paid? What'd the guy look like? Were the other guys looking and wondering? I want to know. Tony K.
Well, it was fabulous. They treated us well. We had excellent director, Marjorie Moon. She directed it. It was at the Billie Holiday Theater, and that's a very established theater. And we were treated like superstars.
Yeah.
It was almost, for me, it was really surreal. In fact, the way the whole production came out was surreal. Because we had written the play about 3 years before.
4 years.
4 years before. And had sent it out, hadn't had any comments on it. And then just out of the blue, in January of 2010, we got a call from, or a letter rather, from New York asking to produce the play. So we're very excited about it. We had a really great time there. In fact, I went twice to see it. I took my son, one of my sons, to see it the second time around.
Only twice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am just so proud of both of you, for your accomplishments, for your determination, for your character, and the awesome, awesome inspiration you are to so many people. Thank you for putting it all together in this beautiful package, working tirelessly. As you said, Lily, you and Crystal, your work is inseparable. If you read it, you believe it's one person. And that is an incredible accomplishment, something to be proud of. And you have a vision for your future and more books coming our way. Congratulations on this project. And now, how did it come to be that the play was actually selected and put together for you?
We don't know.
You don't know? You don't know? I mean,
we don't know. No. We just send it out to different theaters, and 4 years later we get a call.
There you go. But, hey, at least you were able to go and see it,
yes.
And that is tremendous.
It was.
And I tell you what, I'd be finding out who made that decision. I'd be their best buddy. and because it is difficult for any playwright, creative artist such as yourself to get visibility, to be recognized for your talent and have it performed. But once it is, that opens a new door, a venue, and what becomes one can become 10, and what can become 10 can become 100, and 100, 1,000, and so forth. So you don't know in future decades what may come, even if it requires some modification in the way it's presented, which is a creative theatrical talent anyway, isn't it, ladies?
Yeah, absolutely.
You would probably, as authors, playwrights, had opinions to yourselves regarding the decor, the backdrop, or the performances, weak, strong, whatever. And those are judgments, you know, that you are experienced in that the general public really wouldn't appreciate.
Yeah, I believe so. But we were quite pleased with the cast that they had. In fact, the ladies who were cast weren't what we envisioned, but we saw the ladies in a whole the characters in a whole new light. So it came off very well.
Tremendous. Congratulations. So, well, where are we heading now? We've talked about your website. I've humiliated you in front of the whole world forever. You'll never forgive me. And but you're accomplishing tremendous things. And Indianapolis, Indiana, that's your place of residence. That's your community. It's a pretty big place, isn't it?
Yes, it's pretty big.
Yeah, I mean, you probably have at least one school, two, five.
We've got a couple.
A few more than that.
We've got a few, right? And so universities, libraries, I know the bookstores, oh, ladies, they're just crashing, aren't they? I was so disheartened to hear about Borders and the closing there, but the market is shifting. Everyone wants it online.
Exactly.
When they want it. And I suppose in a lot of ways, this internet access for all of us makes it possible to reach people we never dreamed
exactly.
of knowing before.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons we're doing our books on ebook, in ebook form. Of course, you can download it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to do it on an ebook. You can go on and still download it on your computer.
And you know how to do that?
I do.
Lily
no
does.
Does. I do.
Notice the hesitation, Lily.
Yes, I did.
Lily's the tech person.
That's not saying a whole lot.
Trust me, my wife and I have our Androids. Androids now, you know, that's our Sprint cell phone. I shouldn't have said the name. Sorry. Shameless.
Okay.
No, they didn't pay for it. They never pay. Okay.
Send them a
bill.
But
here we are with our Androids and great devices, internet, GPS, all that good stuff. And voice, just say where you want to go and it leads you, you know.
Well, actually, the truth of the matter is I'm entering the tech world kicking and screaming because I still rather have a book in my hand. But we go where the public wants.
Tell your kids to buy you a Kindle for Christmas.
Oh,
then you'll have a book.
Trust me, it's on my list.
And you'll carry
that's
it.
On the list.
You'll have that book, and you'll be carrying it everywhere you go. They're great devices, no doubt. And having your books, materials, and online, and then the social network. I keep mentioning that. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter, who are there? MySpace. There have to be just thousands of social network sites. Getting your message out, press releases. Hey, I spent time being humiliated by Tony K on
mm-hmm.
artistverse.com.
No,
you should listen.
Headline.
He really gave it to us that hour.
Yes,
if you can
like
make
that.
It the whole hour, you'll be surprised to be actually learned something before we're done. So I did let you talk a little bit about your book and the project, but I want them to buy the book. I do. And
yes,
the series. And they need, what's it cost anyway?
Oh, the ebook form is only
$2.99. So why not buy like 10?
That's right. And give them to your, and
yeah.
give them to your
and
friends
it can,
and family.
It
right.
can be purchased on their e-readers, but you also can go to smashwords.com and download it.
And what's that cost?
That's same price, $2.99.
$2.99.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardback is $2.99.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no. Paperback.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no, no. What's the paperback?
The paperback is $12.95.
$12.95. Buy two copies.
Sure, it's only $25. You can't.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Buy 10. Buy the same 10. Go ahead. You spent $120 bucks. That's all right.
Why not 20?
You're going to take care of 10 Christmas presents.
All at once.
For $12 a person, okay? Come on, guys. This is a no-brainer.
That's
grandma,
right.
The other soon-to-be grandma, the aunt who's a grandma, the sister who you think's a grandma.
and let me stress that you by no means have to be a grandmother to enjoy this book.
Oh, no.
My son
grandpa.
Read it.
Grandpa would read it.
Absolutely. Men enjoy it as well as women. It's really just a funny book.
As long as it's not football or sci-fi or something else on.
No. No football.
I know how grandpas
work. But that might be an idea for a future mystery. Thank you, Tony, for that idea.
Well, I won't. Hey, consider your donation to Artists First that dollar.
Okay.
I won't take any credit. Have a good time. You're both so creative and capable, and I know it's a world of surprises. Do you plan out, map out where you think a book should go or a project should go, or are you finding and discovering and being surprised also?
I'm trying to think. Well, the Grandmothers Incorporated was more or less chapter by chapter. We kind of talked about it. Not really wrote. It was no written outline. Now, Saving Sin City, we did have an outline that we digressed from so much that I don't remember what the outline was about. Now, the one that the third one that I'm working on now, we're working on together, That one, that's coming about in different pieces. There's no particular outline on that one. But so really, we've done three different ways, if I'm thinking about it. We really have. We have done this three different ways. So
now,
I don't know what the future is going to bring after the third of the series.
Crystal, now, who is brave enough to be your editor, or is this a task you share?
We share it pretty much.
Yeah, we pretty much share it, and then we send it out to some friends who have been editing for us that will give us some good free feedback.
Oh, you didn't have to pay them?
Well, of course not, Tony. My goodness.
Okay, I like that. I thought I heard you say
that's
free.
We take the
dinner. Checking.
What friends are for?
Not even the dollar.
Well, dinner. That's
well, I mean, dinner.
Oh, okay, they got lunch.
Say.
Okay.
Have you been to a good restaurant?
Yes. No McDonald's.
Well, you know, you'd have to change your meeting venue,
okay?
Because you're investigators. So, hey, you know, you had to swing into, you know, this one. It's fast.
Okay.
And cheap. no, happy ventures, holidays, this October 2011. Tony Kaye in the studio for Authors First. It's been my privilege to introduce our authors this hour. If you don't believe me, go to their website. You'll find them to be much better than anything I could describe, and far more beautiful than I've given them compliment for this evening. So they're lovely ladies. And a very accomplished, intelligent, and they've written fluid material that you can read, enjoy, and share with people of all ages. Come on, audience. Isn't that what we really want today? Quality material for your mind, for your spirit, for your outlook in life. A little humor, a little comedy, laugh at yourself a little bit. So I hope you've done some of that tonight. Before I let both of you go, Lily,
yes.
Crystal,
yes.
Anyone out there on planet Earth you two would like to say hello to?
No.
Obviously not.
No. I can't think of anyone.
No.
I've pretty much badgered everybody into listening.
Yeah. So anyone who has read any of our books, yeah, hello to you.
Yes.
And thank you for listening.
Yes, all the fans of Grandmothers Incorporated. Thank you.